All right, and welcome back everyone to another episode of The First Inning. We're a few days away from Christmas, and we got another episode for you today. It's going to be talking about Yamamoto signing a 12-year deal with the Dodgers. We're going to talk about the Angels, Giants, among teams pursuing Blake Snell. And, yeah, welcome back to another First Inning. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. And also comment below. It means a lot when you do, but we're going to get straight into it here. The Diamondbacks re-signed Lourdes Gurriel Jr. A lot of teams were outbidded, of course, by the Dodgers to get, to get Yamamoto. This is an interesting topic right here. Before we get into those deals, MLB announces modifications to pitch clock and other rule changes. This is very interesting. We should go through this real quick and see what this looks like. Let me try to read some for you. Read the first paragraph. Now, in a statement, Major League Baseball Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark announced that the players on the competition committee voted against today's slate of changes. But why? Let's see what happened. Okay. So this afternoon, player representatives voted against the 2024 rule changes proposed by the commissioner's office. The statement reads, as they made clear in the competition committee, players strongly feel that following last season's profound changes to the fundamental rules of the game, imitate additional changes are unnecessary and offer no meaningful benefits to fans, players, or competition on the thing. Here we got the Benedetto calling us right now. Yo, what's good? I finally got on the air. Nice. I said I'm on the air now. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, my fault. I was, telling about that story, about that,
Oh, I hear you, man.
Yeah.
I was talking about the MLB made some new rule changes.
Yeah, we talked about that. Like, we didn't talk about it live, but we spoke off air. But yeah, 17 seconds with the runners on.
Okay, so here's a few things. I'm going to have to read them. I'm going to have to read this. So it's going to take, it's a bunch of different things. It's a runner's lane, pace of game, timing between pitches, batter timeouts, pitching changes, mound visits, commune invention, nation. What the hell does that mean? And a pitcher who warms up most face at least one hitter. Okay. There's a lot going on here. Let me try to get into this real quick. This is because I'm reading this article for the first time because this is wild right here. It has a good breakdown of it. So let me read the runner's lane. So what's happening? Let me see what's happening with the runner's lane. Now, on the screen, there's a picture of what is looks like the runner's lane and is going to first base, right?
Yes.
And there's that white line in between the foul line, next to the foul line or whatever. So we're going to figure out what the hell that is. So let me see. The runner's lane will be widened to include the dirt area between the foul line and the infield grass. Widening the lane allows batters to take a more direct path to first base while retaining protection from interference. The distance between the foul line and the infield grass will be 18 and 24 inches in all parks, with some limited grace periods granted by MLB due to difficulty in modifying the field. So,
I don't understand.
Yeah, so they're putting, like, they instead of having more grass as the batter runs to first base, they're gonna take away the grass and put more dirt. So they have a bigger space to run. So
Yeah,
that's
what
what.
is that for injuries?
Yeah, because then they don't have to run on wet grass or something like that. You know what I mean? Because you know, like when you're playing on real grass, you could slip on the grass, you know? They take a hard step and they slip and you could, you know, twist the ankle or something like that. So I guess it's better to run on dirt. But you could still slide on dirt too though. So it's a
Yeah,
catch
true.
22.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
You know, but I think dirt would be better though, because your cleats could grip better to the dirt. You know? So all right, the next one is the pace of game. Let's see, MLB proposed minor changes to the pace of game regulations to address an increase in game time as the season progressed. The average 9-inning game increased 7 minutes from April to September, 5 minutes in controlling for the number of pitch and runs scored. All right, so then they get into, I lost my cursor here. Okay. Then they get into timing between pitches. So now the time is reduced 20 seconds from 20 seconds to 18 seconds with runners on base, which is
It's
all right.
what? It's 18 seconds or 18?
It's 18 seconds now.
Oh, okay.
Now pitchers begin their deliveries with an average of 7.3 seconds remaining on the 20-second timer in 2023. So they what they're saying is pitchers usually take about 7 seconds to throw the ball on a
Yeah, I don't know.
20-second time clock from here. So what they're saying is pitchers retain the ability to step off and reset the clock up to two times without penalty. Violations with runners on base frequent 14% of violations versus 32% of all pitches in 2023. A universal 17-second clock used to for the final month in AAA season did not increase violations with runner on base. So basically what they're saying is they think that they can lower the timer even more.
That's crazy.
Because what they're saying is it takes a pitcher to throw the ball, let's say about 8 seconds. They take 8 seconds between pitches to throw the ball, but that doesn't give you enough time to relax though.
What, 18 seconds?
No, I'm saying 8 seconds.
Oh yeah, right. Might as well make it 5 seconds, like when they start throwing, you know, quick pitching everybody, right? Since that's where I look like it looks like we're going.
Eventually, but that's gonna kill your arm though, no matter who you are. Because I don't think you could keep up that pace like that. That's kind of hard to do every 7, 8 seconds, you know? You know, sometimes you want to breathe a second, you know what I mean? Or maybe like it's too hot and you want to like take a step off and like feel some cool air real quick or something. I don't know, man.
I don't know how they would approve it without the union, because the union were against that.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know. I think it was approved. I think it's at 18 seconds
Oh
in
no,
the.
they said they were against it together, all together.
But let's see what happens, how it goes. Let's see, batter timeouts. Based on player feedback, MLB withdrew a proposal that would require home plate umpires to immediately reset the pitch clock after a batter called timeout. So that's not happening.
That's crazy.
Pitching changes. A new pitcher steps in the warning track With less than 2 minutes remaining on the inning break clock, the clock will reset at 2 minutes rather than 2:15, as the case of 2023. Inning breaks that are contained to a pitching change average 2 minutes and 35 seconds in 2023. Broadcasters are only guaranteed 2 minutes of commercial time.
Yeah.
All right, so the pitcher, the bullpen pitcher, only has 2 minutes to get warmed up. That's not bad.
I mean, still, I mean, like, at what point, like, well, how much pace are we trying to see? Like, is it down to an hour or something?
Yeah, they're trying to break that shit down to 2 hours and a half or 2 hours. Yeah.
I
mean, a normal baseball game is going to last at least 3 hours.
You know, something, it would be better if it was universally 20 seconds. Because even Nestor Cortez said that the whistle call, that 15 seconds is too fast.
Yeah,
even Severino complained about it. Like, trust me, even when I cross the street, there's like a 15-second timer. I could, like, it's too quick for me. Like, you know, with the traffic light.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, that's too quick. Like, at least give me 20 seconds. But you're waiting. I don't know if it goes down, like, from 15, but it's like, you know, then I'm like, you know, then I'm huffing and puffing, you know, to try to cross the street. So that's how I, you know, I guess that's how they feel.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine if you're the pitcher, right? And you have to throw every 18 seconds, right?
Yeah.
For 100 pitches, because you're trying to throw 100 pitches at least.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. Imagine doing that every 18 seconds. But then they do it even, and sometimes they don't use all the 18. Well, that's on with runners on base. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, without runners, it's even shorter.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's going to take a toll on you, man.
Yeah, definitely. Because,
you know, you don't get to breathe, you know, like real quick.
Yeah.
Like, you like a machine, like, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. It's like, I don't even know what they're doing anymore, to be honest.
So let me see. This is another one. Communivention. If I'm saying that right, I have no idea. But field timing coordinator will now restart the timer after a dead ball. Example, foul ball. When the pitcher has the ball in play and is ready to resume, there will no longer be requirements for the pitcher to be on the mound, removing the pitcher's ability to delay the start of the timer by walking around the edge of the mound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, so wait a minute. So now...
Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, bathroom break, but...
So what they just said just now is that after a foul ball, the time clock will start at 2 minutes. No, I mean, at whatever second is it supposed to be. What is the second?
18.
Well, that's what runners on base, I believe. I think it's shorter.
It's still gonna remain. It's still gonna remain 15 seconds without runners on base.
Yeah. So yeah, they're gonna have to keep pitching, because right after the foul ball hits, the time clock is gonna restart again.
Yeah.
So there's no more like walking around the mound.
Yeah.
That's what they eliminated. That's basically what they said here. And let's see.
So no walking around the mound no more?
Nah, because as soon as that foul ball drop, the time clock restarts.
That's crazy, because what's the call? That's crazy because, you know, Garrett Cole, you know, he takes his time, you know, he rubs the ball and stuff like that, you know. I don't know how that's going to affect him.
So the catcher has to give him the ball as soon as possible right back, too.
That's crazy. Like, what are we doing? That's what caused injuries.
I mean, that catcher, whoever's going to be the catcher, he's got to be on point, yo, because as soon as that ball drops, dead ball, that means it hit the floor, is out of play, you know, you can't use it. The time clock restarts again.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
You know, so here's the next one. Pitcher who warms up must face at least one hitter. So let's see. A pitcher who sent out to warm up for an inning must face at least one batter in addition to any requirements under the three-batter minimum rule. There were 24 instances this season where the pitcher that warmed up between innings was replaced before throwing a pitch, adding approximately 3 minutes to a dead time per event. There were two such instances during the 2023 World Series.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, right. Very interesting.
Wow. So if that means in addition to the requirements under the three batter minimum rule, there are 24. Oh, so what they saying is if you have a pitcher warming up in the bullpen, he might have to come in and throw it and throw at least to one batter. Between innings, like say, like when your team is batting up, and you have a guy in the bullpen warming up, I think what they're saying is that he has to pitch to at least one batter.
That's okay. All right.
And
so, let's say if it's high homes, right? So then we're just gonna let him talk up the game. Ooh, am I supposed to curse on you?
No, it's okay. But, he'll be able to pitch to one guy. Now, if you bring a guy in while you're on the mound and you're trying to change the pitcher, right, to another pitcher, and he wasn't warming up between the last inning, you know, of while the team was batting, he has to face three batters.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess I wonder how that's going to work. It already sounds confusing already. So if the guy's warming up in the bullpen while your team is hitting, I guess what he's saying is they have to face at least one batter. But if you change them in between while your team is on the field and you try to switch them, it's three batters. So, yeah, man. So, thank goodness the Dodgers signed Yamamoto, man.
Yeah.
To a 12-year deal.
Yeah. My stomach's hurting, you know. But, yeah, continue.
No, I hear you, man. I'm ready to eat dinner myself.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a long break, if you know what I mean. But, you know, I'm waiting until we finish.
Well, that's true, man. Well, the Yankees missed out on Yamamoto, and I think that was a good thing. But
he played us. He played the Mets, too, because the Mets were offering the same thing as the Dodgers, but he decided to go to the Dodgers. Even though that guy was there, what's his name? They have a Japanese pitcher, Cody Senga.
Yeah, I truly believe. I don't think it was about the money. I think it was that he just wanted to be with Shohei Ohtani and that guy Lee.
You know? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because they can hang out together. He'll have a Japanese friend. You know, Ohtani's a superstar. You know? You
Well,
know,
he's gonna be in the shadow all the time.
that too, though. I mean, but still, he's gonna be the main pitcher, though. Ohtani's gonna be in the shadow in reality, you know, because I mean, Ohtani's supposed to be a pitcher too, you know, and he's not really pitching. So it works out, and they benefit that they're not really battling against each other. They're more like teammates because one's hitting or one's got a hit. They're talking about Ohtani playing left field now.
What's the call? I think he's played downfield though.
I believe he did too.
Yeah, I don't know if you played MLB The Show. And he actually, you went to, that's his position actually. The batting version of him, I don't know. This was like a couple years ago. I don't know if you remember MLB 19.
Yeah.
There was a hitting version of Ohtani, and he used to be in the outfield. I remember I had that card. You play like Diamond Dynasty.
Yeah, I remember that too. I remember that. He was a left fielder. That'd be interesting, man, because they could really use that guy. I mean, he could probably play the field in DH. That's what I would do.
Yeah, right.
You know, so you don't hurt the kid, and then maybe one day you can have him pitch again.
Yeah.
You know, that what? Let's see what happens on that business, because the Yankees, I think, lucked out, because whatever the money they're gonna spend on that $325 million, I think it was worth not giving it to him, because I think he's gonna get hurt, man. And bless you. And
Thanks.
not only that I don't believe Japanese players last long, so I really don't
Oh, they
believe in the
don't.
Japanese pitching.
Tanaka lasted, I think, 3 or 4 years, and that was it. After that, his arm was dead.
Yeah, I mean, he was terrible his last year, man. He couldn't even make it past the first inning, man. He was like a minor league pitcher.
And Boone was saying that, oh, him and Gerrit Cole are similar. Like, in what way?
Maybe like in determination of trying to win, but Tanaka is no way compared to.
No, it's a Yamamoto. He was saying that yesterday.
Don't know. He's not. I don't think he's proven yet to be anything, in my opinion.
Exactly. How are you gonna compare this guy to Gerrit Cole, bro?
He should have compared him to another Japanese player.
Oh yeah, right. Gerrit Cole, out of all people.
Like, he could have been like, oh, this is like the Yu Darvish of whatever, like, or something stupid like that, you know, for an example. You know, but I
Oh
don't
yeah,
know.
like what are we doing? Okay. Let's compare him to Gerrit Cole.
For
So
real.
stupid. That's really stupid, though.
Yeah, it is, man. I don't know what's wrong with them guys, man.
That's
That's
like saying. That's like saying. That's like saying. What's it called? That's like saying that he's better than Gerrit Cole.
no way.
Yeah, that's it. I don't understand, I'm happy though. Even though we didn't do anything, at least we have an ace. It would have been screwed if we didn't have one.
True. But now what they're saying is we still got free agent rotation option. Let me see. Marcus Stroman. I don't think he wants to play in New York. Blake Snell, that would be a nice pickup. Jordan Montgomery, Brandon Woodruff, and Shota
Oh yeah, that's a Japanese lefty.
Imagenaga. Oh, but he's
He's
from
30.
Japan.
Yeah, he's 30 years old though, so he's older.
Well, he could be a fifth starter, and they could get Blake Snell. I don't know. Nah, I ain't messing with Blake Snell. They could just bring back Jordan Montgomery.
I don't know if I want to do that, to be honest, because you know, they got to yank him again in the fifth inning, and he might suck.
True. Yeah. So, I guess the other option...
There's trades that we could do. Like, Dylan Cease. Maybe we should take a look at him. Like, there was, like, he needs a change of scenery. Like, the only thing they need to work on with him, he got the strikeout numbers. He just walks a lot of people. You know what I mean? Basically, you know how Randy Johnson and Nolan Ryan used to do?
Yeah.
So there was he needs a change of scenery, but let me see. He had it a down year, but there was a change of scenery. You know, he could actually go to his full potential if he works with the pitching coaches here or something like that. You know, it has well, last year he had a 2.20 ERA, and this year he had a 5.8, but he's made every start. But let me see. Oh, he's also a strikeout. Oh, okay, so he still had 214 strikeouts this year.
Yeah, you see, so, I mean, the Yankees need two pitchers, right? Because we only have three, right? Cole, Nestor Cortez, and Clark Smith, Rodon. Right?
And Rodon.
And Rodon, that's four. So they need one more guy.
Yeah, let's re-sign Montas.
Damn, but they can't get a super big pitcher other than these guys? I don't, man, that's the only guys left?
Corbin Burns.
I would get Corbin Burns then.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's proven he won a Cy Young, so.
At this point, I would get somebody big.
Rodon and Burns, bro. That's going to be disgusting in the league because, you know, all of those guys, they're like strikeout machines, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would get him. I would definitely put my money into him right there.
Yeah, well, you know, he has long hair, but he could cut it because like he's had short hair before, so it's like nah, you know, I don't think it's
the Yankees the Yankees should get somebody like him and a good reliever too. We need some relievers.
Yeah, but you know, we picked up a guy who had like a 5 year ERA, but you know. So, you know, when we get these pitchers, like, they turn out to be great. Like, you know, if we pick pitchers up, like, out of nowhere, and then they turn out to be good, you know, like let's say, Wandy, he wasn't that good, like, before he came to the Yankees, but then he became good. And, you know, Clay Holmes for a time, you remember when he first came over? He had like a 7-something ERA, and then for a while he was dominant.
Nah, it's true, yeah. I mean, even though he blew a few games, though, he still was good.
Yeah, so like we just pick up pitches like from the scraps, and then we turn them good.
I mean, that's a good thing. So hopefully they could do that again this year. Somebody got to play up.
I feel like there's a. I don't know, we picked up this guy, we signed him to a minor league contract. And he's, you know, this guy's apparently like a power, you know. He got a upper 90s fastball.
Wow, yeah, see, those are people we need.
Yeah, definitely.
For real.
But he's had terrible numbers, but I feel like the Yankees could turn him around and make him dominant really work.
Let me read this. The Bronx, New York is not the destination spot at once was for players, and that is not changing for future notice, and I don't see the prospect of playing for the Yankees getting the Well, you're back. It's over. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that players don't like the Yankees. I think they want to play for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to play in the Bronx.
Sure.
I would think, I don't know what it is anymore. Crazy.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. Let's see what Joe McFly wrote. He wrote, "To be honest, if he wanted to be a Yankee, he would be one. 100 mil, 10 years for someone that hasn't pitched in the MLB is out of the comfort zone." I would say, truth is, if the Yankees had the offer, he would have just gone right back to the Dodgers. I didn't think he wanted to play for New York, period. I don't think he wanted to be on the East Side.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He wanted to play on the West Side. So he could travel back to the Japan easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. I guess we're gonna end it here.
Yeah, man.
It's been a good show. We'll be back again next Friday for like end of the year recap, I guess. We'll talk about everything that happened. This was pretty good. I mean, hopefully we got some more guys by then, but I don't think anything's gonna happen now until January somewhere. So, but anyway, comment below, like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. So long and see ya.
Peace.